Hi, Michael Sonnenschein from MT Thaler. Thank you very much for arranging this call. I want to touch base on a few issues. Number one, promotional costs. I'm trying to get a little bit better handle on what kinds of promotional costs you might face and how your promotional spending might differ from 2005. Second of all, I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about the newspaper advertising market in terms of two kind of areas, volumes and prices. Where do you see the growth, and how do prices relate to what is observed in Western markets? How does the capacity of television affect your markets? Thirdly, I mean, as evidenced by Novigen's failure, clearly there are Poland is not an easy market in which to launch a newspaper. So how do you think that might affect competition and the nature of competition on the back of your experience with Novigen? And finally, maybe you can talk a little bit about your views on dividends and stock buybacks as we go through 2006. I mean, if you were at these prices, one would think that your stock buyback program would be even more attractive to you.
Thank you, Mike. We have four questions from you. Zbigniew and I will try to divvy them up between ourselves. Which ones do you want to take? Hang on a second. We have to negotiate here.
I will take number three.
Okay, on promotional costs. First of all, if you look at our annual report, really, that you have in front of you for the four quarters of this year, you see that in the newspaper segment, we spent about nearly 140 million, 137. Of this, as we reported, it's in our report, 24 million went for Novigen. Of the 137, a third goes for the first volumes of collections, which are given away free, which our auditors tell us to classify as promotional costs. So we can now, from the figures, subtract roughly 64 million, and you are at about 70 million there. From this, we need also to take away some money which goes from promotion of Metro and Internet, but we need to add back the first 7 weeks of Novigen. What remains is how much we spend. You have order of magnitude of what we spend for Gazeta. Now, why am I giving you this? Because in order to understand how advertising costs for Gazeta can go up, you have to understand what the base is. If the base is around 60 million, let's say, we have to contend with the question of marginal utility of advertising dollar. You know, we can spend maybe, you know, and I don't know whether we will spend 15% more, 20% more, or 25% more than this figure, because we haven't capped it, and it will depend on the situation in the market. But there, somewhere there is the range of what makes sense. And I have seen comments from some of analysts saying that they're thinking we would spend whatever cash we have on marketing. Well, I'm a pretty good spender, but I have no idea why and how you would spend 200 million on marketing. I mean, there's just no way. and that's silly. So that's how we see this year. This year is very important. We are likely to increase the budgets for marketing of Gazeta. How much? I cannot tell you, but I can tell you what the reasonable range is.
So it's not so much a question of just spending ad hoc. It's a question of choosing how you spend the arsenal that you have.
Well, yes. I mean, but basically, as I said earlier, key issue is circulation levels, sales levels of Gazeta.
Okay.
Yep, and that's it. And, can't be adding $5 to every copy you sell. You know what I mean? That makes no sense for the long run.
Okay.
Just a little comment. What Wanda wanted to say is actually that even 25 or 30% of 60 is 15, 18, 20 million, not 200.
Well, I was hoping you figured it out, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with you 100%.
Okay, good. And now, do you want to talk about the newspaper advertising market? Prices, volume?
Well, in terms of newspaper advertising market, it will be mostly growing by volume for two reasons. One reason is that we have not yet come back to the very, very nice periods of time like 2000, 2001. Television came back to those times, newspapers not yet. Second thing is that with capacity in television, of course there is a big demand, and prime time in private commercial TVs is sold out, but still we have national television, which has enormous reach in Poland, and even in prime time they have still some capacity. Therefore, we have no pricing power. On top of that, there will be new competition coming. Therefore, it would not be appropriate to raise prices substantially this year. So we have raised prices a little bit, but it's a little bit. It's like 2-3%, 3% on the price list, not more. In terms of your third question,
Just butting in on this one, we also don't know. I told you what is likely to happen in this market, and we don't know whether there will be, who will acquire the several media assets which are in the play. If it's existing players, there's some consolidation, it might have one impact. If it's operators from other markets, it might have a different impact. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. It's in terms of Nowy Dzień failure, at the moment, it would not be professional for us to speculate on the reason of the failure. We know a fact that it did not achieve the right level of sales. We had to shut it down. We were far below the targets. Why this is the case, we want to understand that. We are doing a deep analysis at the moment because we want to learn a lesson for the future. But we would like to talk about the reasons later. In terms of knowledge and failure versus how difficult it is to launch a newspaper on the market, there are two comments. First, that it was much easier 2 years ago when Fakt entered the market because there was no newspaper, no cheap newspaper for 1 zloty on the market. When Nowy Dzień entered the market, there were 500,000 readers already reading a newspaper, cheap newspaper costing 1 zloty. Second thing is that it was a mid-market paper. So paper which didn't exist in Poland before. We had either few tabloids or opinion-making newspapers. And one of the hypotheses may be that this mid-market is too small and much smaller than originally expected. So, but we would not like to speculate on this more. We would like to understand this, as I don't think we fully understand the reasons at the moment.
Now, with respect to your fourth question, Mike, dividends and stock buybacks. As you know, we announced a policy last year. We haven't changed it. We are committed to this policy. This policy has two parts. It's a commitment to an annual dividend of half a zloty per share. And it's a commitment to consider every year whether the dividend should be supplemented with a buyback program. The buyback program, we consider this question. We sort of decided with our supervisory board that we'll consider this question once a year in time for the AGM in June. So we basically sit down to take a look in the at end of May. What matters the most at that point is basically a comparison of what's in the pipeline in terms of acquisitions and what's in the till. Of course, you know, considerations such as stock price at the time and so on enter, but the primarily consideration is whether we have something to which is value accretive to spend the money on. If we don't see that in the pipeline, then we decide to propose another buyback program. If we see things in the pipeline that can expand the company, then we say no. And the answer can also be sort of middle of the road. If we see only, for example, middling opportunities, then we can share. Is that a correct? Does it describe the situation fairly well? Yeah. Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Good afternoon, it's Guy Czartoryski from HSBC. Thank you for your presentation and congratulations on your results. Sorry to hear about Novigen. I had a couple of questions on the advertising market in 2006 and the way you see it working out. I noticed that you have the advertising market as a whole growing by 10% in value terms. And within that, you think TV will grow something like 13%. Now, is that A, because you think TV will get some pricing power and put its prices up going forward, or do you think there'll be a further transfer of actual advertising categories away from other media to TV? So that's my first question. And then my second question is, if you could just run over for us the IFRS 2 costs, what they were in 2005 and what you think they'll be in 2006. And my third question, if I may, is given that the book launches and associated launches brought you revenues of 180 million in 2005, and you think that is sustainable, do you think that can actually grow in 2006, and if so, by how much?
Okay, three questions. Do you want to handle the first one?
Continue. Okay, the first one is that actually we do believe that TV will go faster. This is what happened in the fourth quarter of 2005, when newspapers went up only by 4.5%. And this will probably continue. The main reason is that two commercial private stations in prime time are sold out. Therefore, we believe they have pricing power and they have increased prices.
As of January.
Yeah, as of January. Some categories, as the fourth quarter reflects also financing, banks and insurance companies, mostly banks, also switched from newspapers to TV. We don't know whether this is a trend or whether it was one-off. We will have to wait a few quarters for that, because maybe there could be also a situation that in view of rising prices from the 1st of January, they decided to spend more on TV with lower prices. So we will have to wait for that. Second, about IFRS, Wanda will respond.
Okay. In 2005, we booked 7 million In 2000, as I explained earlier, this has to do with transitional period and some transitional rules. In other words, we didn't have to, in 2005, we didn't have to book full costs for the year. In 2006, we're booking full costs. We are estimating 40 million, but this estimate depends, among other things which are constant, on two variables. One, how many shares will be in the program, and that depends on a lot of factors such as people meeting their goals and so on and so on. And the second factor is price of stock towards the end of next year. So, it's an estimate based on assumptions where we basically use values from this year, not knowing any better. Book launches.
One reminder,
yes,
because never too many, about that we are not increasing the total number of shares. This is one shareholder, namely Agora Holding, transferring shares to employees, so other shareholders are not affected.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, as to book launches, I can't really answer this question. We think it's sustainable in the sense that it is a business, and we have colleagues, as you know, Guy, in other countries who have been doing this for a number of years and able to produce good results every year. Having said that, it also depends on a lot of coincidences, which is, this is not a going concern type of business. This is a bunch of projects every year. Each project stands or falls on its own merits, in terms of consumer appeal, in terms of profitability. So, it's very hard to predict that, whether it will be some more, some less, because it depends on how lucky we are in creating projects which really answer to consumer needs, that have appeal.
Is it sustainable for 10 years? We don't know. Is it sustainable for next year or this year, 2006? Yes.
Yeah.
And we will we'll be able to answer for 2007 at the end of 2006, probably.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hello. For how many years do you expect that the shares from Agora Holding will last for the stock option plan, and what would you expect to do after that, please?
Well, right now we estimate that these shares will last for another 5 years, 5 to 7, depending really on the scale of growth of the company. If the company expands very quickly and has many more employees participating in the plans, then of course the period shortens. So, now, what we'll do afterwards, I have to tell you, and don't laugh, I have forbidden my colleagues to worry their heads about it right now. I mean, we have plenty of time to think about it. The options will include either doing some sort of a dilutive program or increasing cash compensation. In terms of impact on the P&L, they basically have the same impact, given the new accounting rules.
But we strongly believe at the same time that it will not be one for one. So you shouldn't just add the full cost of this program after 5 to 7 years, because it is most likely that we won't need such a generous and widespread program in the future. This has to do with the history of the company, and part of this program is related to the history of the company and ownership transformation, and part of it is related to management compensation.
Okay, thank you. And with regards to Super Express and Rzeczpospolita, you mentioned that they possibly both might be for sale. With your higher cash flows following the closure of Nowy Dzień, would you consider purchasing either one of those?
We have a policy not to comment on any specific potential acquisitions. So we can discuss about strategies, general ideas, but not about any specific companies.
Fair enough. But would you consider acquiring any of the existing papers, or would you just prefer to focus on the greenfield project in terms of your strategy as a whole?
Okay, we are always interested in any media assets that are available and are interesting and are available at the right price.
So I have three specific questions. Well, one general and two perhaps specific. My one general is related to the book collection projects, and well, basically, we as analysts, we need some guidance from you what to forecast here, because of course this is one of the most discretionary items in the revenue line especially. So shall we assume flat revenues, which of course would be a very optimistic assumption, or take some other assumptions here? We'd really appreciate some guidance here. And two other questions is, could you be a bit more specific in terms of how much, what was the level of the provision created for fixed assets at IMS, whether it was a substantial amount or just less than 1 million, and also the cost of rebranding of the radio network into Roxy FM?
Okay, I will take maybe the first one and the second one, and Wanda will talk about the radio. The book collection, we are not in a position to comment on projected revenues for the year. However, you should reflect upon what I've said before, that we believe that for 2006 the business is sustainable. Sustainability for me means that at least the level, historic level, is sustained. That's the definition of sustainability. Question number two, provision for fixed assets at AMS. We do not comment on such specific details, but I will tell that it is much more than 1 million. It was a substantial amount.
Yes, not. As to, again, I can't offhand separate the cost of rebranding of Roxy from general marketing costs, but I think one way to look at it, just to you know, as a friendly comment, is to look at historical advertising spending in the radio business versus spending in the fourth quarter of last year, because the delta is likely to come from Roxy.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. And regarding to AMS, once again, just follow-up questions on the level of target EBITDA margin. So far, you've been guiding analysts for the target EBITDA margin at AMS between 20 and 25, as far as I can remember. In the 2005, and congratulations here, the EBITDA margin, even with this provision, was 19.5, i.e. Above 20% with the excluding the provision. How do you think that if we would assume that this margin will expand with the growth in the business above 25%, will be too optimistic, or this is also where do you see these levels over the next 2 to 3 years?
The very frank answer, Tomasz, is that I don't know, because in outdoor everything depends on the competition. This business, if we had just two or three players, would have now margins of 30%+. Because we have five players, none of them wants to consolidate, and all of them feeling very strong and wanting to expand, I don't think that the margins will grow this year, because everybody is building new panels, and the market will expand mostly through volume rather than through price increases. And as you know, this will not help the margins. So visibility is low. Everybody is building new panels, and we will end up at the end of the year with probably too many panels, which will affect pricing.
And which may eventually affect the propensity of some of the players to blink, because we've been having a Mexican standoff here for the past
years. Yeah, the problem is that you have three international players. You have us, the leader in the market, and then you have one private company, but the company is in one of the best segments of the market. Therefore, even not being part of the big international or local group is very strong and doesn't have to consolidate.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, it's Grzegorz Szczytyński from KBC. You mentioned that there might be some provisioning for the closure of Nowy Dzień visible in the first quarter results. Could you please be more specific on this? Would that be a significant amount? Thank you.
What we said is something slightly different, which is all the costs associated with Nowy Dzień, both its operations and the closure, will be provided for in the first quarter.
So there is nothing to be provided for relating to historic activity of Nowy Dzień. However, you are right that there will be a provision related to the costs that would be normally incurred beyond the end of the first quarter, and because of the closure, will have to be provided for in the first quarter as the cost of the first quarter. This cost the amount you will see in the first quarter results, but this will relate mostly to two things. One is employee compensation, severance payments. Second is there are some fixed contracts with distributing companies relating to advertising in point of sale. The nature of those contracts normally is that you cannot enter into a contract less than 12 months, and therefore we'll have to bear the cost of those contracts even though we will not be using them.
But what we're trying to say is you will not see any costs in the subsequent quarters related to Nowy Dzień. The slate will be clean after the first quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
There are no further questions at this time.
Then I wanted to thank you, everyone, for being with us today. And as per usual, if you have follow-up questions, call Joanna. She'll be very happy. Bye.
Goodbye.